Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have in my hand the Council on Foreign Relations press release and news article they put out a few weeks ago. The end of national currencies. And in this story, they say that we need to get rid of national currencies for bloc currencies over the North American Union, the Asian Union, and the European Union. The Council on Foreign Relations also wrote different policy papers in the last 30 years calling for a North American community. A few years ago, Robert Pastor, one of their front men, a professor, wrote up the latest plan that was integrated into secret treaty on March 23rd, 2005 in Waco, Texas, between then Mexican President Vicente Fox and, of course, Paul Martin of Canada, their prime minister at the time, and President Bush. And since then, Lou Dobbs, myself, many others have covered this. Bob Dacey writing for the New American Magazine and his local TV show have covered it. We've done endless research. We got SPP documents from the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the merger of these three governments in this, quote, stealth integration, as they openly call it, secret integration. That's what it means. And we got the four-year documents earlier this year from last September's meeting in 2006 in Banff, Canada, where the first agenda was how to keep it secret, how to get a regional North American carbon tax, how to merge our militaries, everything. And then you get articles that was put out by McClatchy Tribune, first appeared in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It was in hundreds of papers, papers that aren't even part of the same syndicates. This was really pushed last week with the headline, Urban Legend of North American Union Feeds on Fears. They say there's no NAFTA superhighways, there's no Trans-Texas corridors, there's no plan for an Amero. Even MSNBC and CNBC have admitted that. But none of it exists. And Bob Dacey joins us. Bob is really an expert on this and has done a lot of, and he's also very cautious about having documentation in their own words on everything. And so, Bob, it's good to have you here with us. But isn't this really just the same military tactic of denying you're attacking someone just so they'll lower their guard and hesitate?
Alex, thank you for having me. I appreciate coming on today. You're talking about urban legends, whether the North American Union is an urban legend. The Easter Bunny is an urban legend. You know, the North American Union is a solid, concrete, readily documentable goal of the New World Order crowd, and to deny it, to be in the mainstream press and to deny the existence of this plan to create a North American Union is to either be a complete fool or to be lying in your teeth. Take your pick. There are no other options in regard to the North American Union because the documentation is so vast.
When we get back, we're going to walk through some of that, but in the minute or so left we've got in this segment, just break down the basics of what a North American Union will mean and how far along in that stealth integration we are.
Well, the North American Union will mean that we no longer have a United States of America. I mean, all it is, it's a regional step to global government. That's been touted by the CFR for decades, and if they succeed in merging United States, Canada, and Mexico into one country, that will effectively take out the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So we won't have a country anymore. We'll be a very important sub-state of a three-country region, which no longer has the protections in the Constitution, no longer has the protections in the Bill of Rights. In a short word, we will be toast.
And really, that's a big reason the globalists want world government and regional bodies, administrative bodies doing that, is not just for their administrative convenience, but also when they set up something new, they get to set the rules. And under this new system, there is no due process, there is no private property rights for the average person. There's only stakeholders, which means minion groups of the establishment. So we'll talk about all that and more with Bob Dacey when we get back on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
Here
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
New American writer, television host, good friend of mine, fellow Austinite, Bob Dacey, is joining us in studio. For those that just tuned in, we're talking about the mainstream media, who has to know their line. They're not stupid. Saying it's an urban legend of a North American union that we're feeding on fears is the headline. Forget the conspiracy theorist about JFK assassination, black helicopters, September 11th, or any others. This is the big one, as big as, in fact, as the entire continent. Now, Bob, let's just walk through the evidence of the North American Union and the Security and Prosperity Partnership and why they want global government, and then address the fact that they use the tactic on this and many other subjects of just denying that it even exists.
Well, where do you start with the evidence? I mean, you've got this free trade area of the Americas, which they were touting a couple of years ago, and President Bush said he wanted to have it accomplished by 2005. That was the union, the political and economic and cultural union of the entire Western Hemisphere. That was the public statements of on tape. Bush said it, you know, and so we got a hold of him and we started to pressure him. And of course, for other reasons, some of the people in South America didn't care too much for it. And so they backed off and said, okay, well, we'll take a smaller chunk. We'll take a smaller bite. I mean, I was at that conference in Waco, the second conference in 2005 at Baylor, where they were discussing the free trade area of the Americas.
March 23rd.
No, that was the first one. I was at the second one in October, the follow-up conference. And the keynote speaker there was Dr. Supachai Panichpakti, who was the former head of the World Trade Organization of the United Nations. and he was the current head of the United Nations Trade and Development Council. He's the keynote speaker, and he said point blank that in order to accomplish this free trade area of the Americas, we have to have the infrastructure in place in order to do it. He said he was referring to a project in Southeast Asia where you have to have the infrastructure in place in order to have a free trade area where everyone could participate. And, of course, I immediately thanked him privately for saying that in front of my microphone that I had a little tape recorder going. I said, okay, well, now we know what it's all about. Of course, we already did know this Trans-Texas Corridor NAFTA superhighway thing is nothing but a necessary piece of the pie. It's an infrastructure project. You cannot link countries together into one happy country if they don't have unified infrastructure. And so, you know, what's the proof? I mean, look at this Trans-Texas Corridor NAFTA superhighway thing. You know, the urban legend. You ought to talk to those two ranchers out east of Austin, see what kind of legend it is when the state of Texas took their entire ranch from north to south and split it down the middle. Kelly Taylor, who's also a writer for The New American, and I went out there a couple of months ago and talked to these guys. They took a $6 million property and split it straight down the middle with Texas 130 extension, which is nothing more than the Central Texas chunk of this Trans-Texas corridor, paid them $2 million for a $6 million property and ruined their whole business. Yeah, tell those guys it's an urban legend while the bulldozers are behind them building the thing.
Well, that's the amazing part about this, is that we have the TxDOT documents, we have the federal documents. They say North American integration, it's integral to have these roads. They're going to use the tolls off the roads to fund the North American Union bureaucracy. That's how the Romans unified their empire, was with roads. By linking them up, they're giving the trademark, the inland port in Kansas City, the Mexicans. I mean, that's mainstream news. And then in this article, they just say it doesn't exist, Bob.
Well, you know, as you know, you introduced me as someone who really fact checks, and I really like to solidly document everything I say. Well, is it an urban legend that in 2005, the federal government signed a law, H.R. 3, Section 1604, it's the law right now, setting up six pilot programs to start tolling the interstate system to fund this North American Union? Is that a legend? No, it's in the Federal Register. It's the books. It's the law. The federal government is now setting up programs to toll existing paid-for infrastructure, and that is undeniable. Go to the Federal Highway Administration website and read it if you don't believe me. How can that be something we made up out of under our tinfoil hats?
But again, it's just a military tactic to say it's camouflage. Of course they're going to say we're not doing this. I mean, here's a microcosm example. 2 years ago, we were reporting, because we got the TxDOT documents, that they planned to take 14 different roads, or really it was 10 different roads, but in several cases they were going to put multiple tolls on different sections, from Mopac to 290 to 183, and put toll roads on it. And then they said, no, we're not going to put them on Mopac or any roads. That's a lie. Tinfoil hat conspiracy theories. The unelected boards all said it. And then now they announced a few months ago, yeah, we're going to put toll roads on Mopac, the existing highway.
Yeah, well, the Mopac thing is a really interesting local microcosm of the whole problem. Because what we scared them off. We actually backed them off of tolling 71, 290, 183. I mean, we backed them off back in January.
Well, we're saying that. But we thought we backed them off on Mopac. Now they've announced
The Mopac thing, they always had that as their in their pocket. What they're going to do, Mopac is a big north-south highway that runs through West Austin. And it's important nationally.
And it's named after Missouri Pacific.
Yeah, it's named after Missouri Pacific Railroad. But what they plan on doing with that thing is they want to put two brand new toll roads in the middle of the existing infrastructure.
Yeah, but they say they're going to take one of the lanes.
They actually say they're going to put two new roads in there, squeeze the other ones together.
And only
toll the new roads, which for some reason is supposed to be okay, even though the dirt that they're on we already paid for. And they think that's just fine. But what's interesting about that project is I came up against the director of the project on a local radio show a couple of months ago. His name is John Kelly. He's the chief engineer from Dim Jim Harris, the guys that designed this thing. And the thing is, the feds are mandating that it be tolled. So when you have a mandate for tolled roads and mandates from the local neighborhood associations not to go up, not to go down, and not to go out, what they've done is they have created a project which is doomed to failure. It's a safety hazard, and the only way it's going to work is if the toll road doesn't get off anywhere. You can get off on at the north end and get off at the south end, but the exits will not be available to the people on the toll road if you want to go into west and go into Austin, because at rush hour,
they also have the agreement where they can, quote, shut down other roads if they're not profitable.
They are going
to understand, folks, they can shut down other side roads to make the toll road profitable. Also, two Christmases ago, right before Christmas, remember the Statesman came out, McCracken got the documents from TxDOT where they had $6 billion in surplus money. They have more money, and they're telling people they're broke, so they have to give the roads over to the toll companies. Then it turns out the toll companies really aren't even putting any money in, Bob.
Well, if you go to the Federal Highway Administration website, they actually have it published up there that the MOPAC toll road project is one of their projects. And I confronted John Kelly about this, and he either played dumb or didn't know, I'm not sure which, but he said, we heard about something about that a year ago. I said, no, I'm looking at a December update where they're going to give you the money to help to manage tolling these people if you'll do what the federal mandate is on H.R. 3, Section 1604, the bill that I publicized on your show last year.
Which, again, will be used to fund the North American Union.
Well,
feds coming in forcing the federalization and internationalization of our already paid-for infrastructure.
And in this particular case, in the MOPAC case, it's a case where they are forcing the project to be dangerous. They have in order to force all this into this little piece of dirt,
which is smart growth, because they can't build out. They got plenty of room on the sides. They could build up, but you can't do that. Got to have smart growth.
They're going to have 3 foot shoulders in certain portions. Try to change a tire on a 3 foot shoulder. 6 foot shoulders in other portions. You're still going to get killed trying to change this tire on that. And
the cops are going
to
get killed.
The physical impossibility of exiting in the middle of the toll road across the three peon lanes. That's a word I coined, the peon lanes. The guys that just the peons. They're still going to be clogged up at rush hour. The guys on the toll road's supposed to get off in the middle of this thing. Absolutely physically impossible. Impossible. Someone's going
to
stop.
So there's no way to get off to go where you need.
Right.
You've got to travel the 20 miles to the other end.
If you try to get off at 35th Street or at MOPAC, or at 183 during rush hour, you are either going to die or you are not going to get off. And people are going to die on this thing because of the way it's designed.
Well, Bob, they don't care. It causes massive deaths when they shorten the yellow lights to make more money on red light cameras.
It wouldn't be so bad, I guess, if the two new roads were just more roads, more lanes. Instead of having 3 lanes going each way, have 4 lanes going each way. That way, traffic could do what it wants to do, and you'd have 25% more capacity. But no, the toll roads are going to be on the inside with barriers, with little gaps to get off onto the other, where you want to go. And can you imagine how people are when they're driving and they see some guy zipping along in the other lane? They're not going to let him in. They can't let him in. They're bumper to bumper. And so people are going to die, and the federal government is what's pushing the toll aspect about this.
Okay, now we've gotten way into a microcosm here in Austin, Texas. And the media and people did say on record there were going to be no toll roads. And so it's kind of a semantical deception that they're just going to tear up and basically take a lane and then add some down the middle there. But I want to get back into the North American Union itself, their own documents, Robert Pastor, the SPP documents. I have them all here in front of me. And then this announcement in this new article written by Philip Dime. We got to look into him. I guarantee he's a globalist. Saying there's also no plan for an Amero currency, Bob. But then the CFR is announcing it.
They need to talk to Robert Pastor, the guy who was the chief guy writing the building.
He's in here saying it's on North American Union, but then he calls for one in the documents.
Well, he talks about the Amero all the time. So I don't understand how they can say there's no move toward that when it's coming out of their own mouths constantly. Again, this lying stuff has gotten real old. You know, it really has. It's just, it's not working. Tell the 2,000 people that marched up Congress Avenue last March demanding no Trans-Texas Corridor. Tell the farmers, the ranchers.
They're delusional.
They all must be a bunch of tinfoil hat
wearing
kooks.
They're nuts. Lou Dobbs is crazy too. Stay there.
Tell the entire state legislature.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark side.
It's all part of a larger integrated program of control. You've got the unionization on the borders, legalizing the flow of, quote, immigrants or migrations, as the CFR and others term it. It's all a global plan implemented through the UN, through treaties, This whole Senate plan for blanket amnesty, which they tried to hoax and claim was an amnesty, now they've said, okay, we'll bring it up the next few weeks again, but the bill, the new version, is still secret from you. But just trust us. We're keeping it secret for a good reason, and we'll be passing that unannounced here in the next few weeks. So this is not really a victory. It just means that they've had to submerge like a submarine for now, only to resurface and fire torpedoes. Now, they said sometime in early June or in the next couple of weeks. Bob Dacey, I want to get your perspective. I mean, they tell us how they're doing it. They're paying Social Security to Mexicans and Canadians now. They're menializing the agriculture laws, the regulations, law enforcement, military. It's all admitted. And they're saying that, oh, the euro's getting so strong, as the Trilateral Commission said 25 years ago. Once the euro got strong, they would then say, oh, see, we need an Amero to counter it. Then they're going to have currency battles between that and say, if we just unified it all, we wouldn't have these speculatory problems. The same way they got the Federal Reserve Act here, claiming they wanted to stop runs on banks and a few problems that happened before, only to give us a giant depression right after they'd done it. I mean, the process they promised to give us 30 years ago, 25 years ago, they're following, Bob.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, people that say that the North American Union is a big conspiracy theory and the NAFTA superhighway doesn't exist and these toll roads aren't coming, well, they need to ask Rudy Giuliani's law firm then why he is representing Concesiones Infraestructuras de Transporte of Spain, the toll road builder, which just built the part of the Trans-Texas Corridor east of Austin and is going further south and of course, is definitely going to be in the bidding process for more of it. I don't understand why is Rudy Giuliani representing a non-existent company building a non-existent road as he runs for president of the United States with a strong national security policy.
And, of course, Centra literally comes in and buys the legislatures publicly, and then TxDOT 2 years ago, this is the agency that's non-elected, it told the legislature and the attorney general, we're not going to show you our agreement. It's secret with the foreign Spanish company.
Yeah, and then, of course, that's the leading Republican candidate for president, right? Well, you switch over to the Democrats. Hillary, for example, look what she did. Was it 2 or 3 weeks ago? She appoints Raul Izaguirre to be her campaign manager. Raul is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's one of the guys that wrote Building a North American Community. His signature is on it. For many, many years, he was the president of the National Council of La Raza Unida.
That means the race.
The race. And he is currently a professor at Arizona State University. I wrote an article a couple of months ago for you, for InfoWars.com, Treason 101, Arizona State University is promoting.
By the way, I've had his students and the students contact me and challenge me and say it's all lies. He's a great man. And what's wrong with the North American Union? They're not even denying it.
Well, they're trying to teach these poor students at Arizona. They have a whole course. Syllabus,
well, they take all the best and brightest and have Model UN for 30 years, 40 years. Now they've got Model North American Union.
Well, you know, I think you mentioned to me earlier that one of those students wanted to contact me. Well, if they did, they didn't try very hard because they never did contact me. I think they're afraid of coming up.
It was this, yeah, we gave him your con. It was this challenging. You need to prove that he's a traitor. How dare you?
Well, I got to admit, the headline I gave it, Treason 101, is inflammatory. But it's also factual. When you teach the destruction of the United States of America in an American university, you are teaching treason, period. Look up the definition. You know, so don't tell me it's not Treason 101 to teach the students all across America, and especially at Arizona State University, that merging the United States of America with a narco state is cool. That's insane. It's absolutely insane. Of course, it's only insane if you believe in the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Well, when we get back, I want to talk about hiring Mexican police to police America, hiring foreign military to police America and to be in the military, and that's all mainstream news. But again, they'll deny that's happening. Well, like with one side, they announce it and say it's good, but then if you criticize it, they say you're crazy, it doesn't exist. And they've always done that with everything. But the key here is they've sold to the young people that, oh, it's just the next phase. First we had hunter-gatherer, then agrarian, then nation-state. You know, city-state, nation-state, and now empires, and now world government. The problem here is this is not the next step like it's Star Trek or something where they teach you this. This is where they abolish the old forms of jurisprudence, due process, common law, and they're replacing it with a whole new system. So let's talk about the UN International Declaration of Human Rights, where Article 29 and 30 say you have no rights. Let's get into the foreign troops.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetmen.org.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John. Big bad.
Folks, I got a great deal for our listeners. It's Shilacine, and in one of the foreign languages, it's what? Shilajit. And it is found on mountains around the world, from the Himalayas and in Afghanistan, China, Nepal, Pakistan, Tibet, Norway. And it's just an amazing herbal remedy and treatment. I've done quite a bit of research on this stuff, and it's just one of the products. They've got it blacklisted, herbs.com. We have a banner up on Infowars.com. Solutions from Science in Thomas, Illinois, made this offer as easy to swallow as possible. So I have asked Solutions from Science to send you a three-month supply of the product called Shilacine and open a special line of credit for my listeners so you don't have to pay up front. It's pretty easy to have some sent to you. Just go to their website and get some. Of course, don't pay anything right now. Just go to blacklistedherbs.com And you don't have to give them a credit card or anything. They'll just send it to you for 3 months, and if you don't like it, send it back. Here's what they mean by that. Solutions from Science won't even let you pay with your credit card if you don't want to. They don't want you to run up your credit card. Nope. And it goes on. So they've offered to send all my great listeners a 90-day supply of Shilosine with just an invoice to pay later if you find that it's everything that they've said it is. No money down. No credit cards needed to order. I told Solutions to trust my listeners completely and to give them a great deal. That's what they've done. Order some online or call 877-327-0365 and tell whoever takes your call that you want the Shilosine Nothing Down pack from Alex. That's it. It's easy. 877-327-0365. Or again, ladies and gentlemen, our great sponsor's website, blacklistedherbs.com. You can learn a lot more on their website, not just about Shilosine, but a lot of other great products. Also, I would encourage all of you, the listeners, to go to Google Video today. It was a nice surprise. Terror Storm's gotten up into the top five of Google Video. It has never hit number one. My memory says it has. I may have a screenshot of that. I know it's gotten up in the top five, but I don't think it's ever gotten up to number one. I mean, you're talking about upwards of a million a day on a big traffic day, a million views if you're number one. Might have been a slow day yesterday on Google Video, so we had over 300,000 views. You have to watch the whole film, by the way, on there for it to count as a view. Over 300,000 people watched the film I made almost 2 years ago, The Order of Death, for free on Google Video yesterday. And in one day, it just somehow got out there, went viral. You never know what's going to go viral. And it went viral. It sunk today to number 11, which is still going to be hundreds of thousands of people watching it. But I would encourage everybody out there to go to Infowars.com, where we have a story about it, PrisonPlanet.com, to get that story, to email it out, to blog it, so that more people will watch the film. Now, it took me, that was only about a 44-minute film, so it only took me about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months to make it. Also, we had a new infiltrator who worked there, who got video in 2005 of the ritual and of the cremation of care and the Luciferian activities. We integrated that with Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove footage that we shot years ago when we first infiltrated in 2000. And on the same DVD is the original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, updated, re-edited, remastered, because I made Dark Secrets in 3 weeks. I got back in 2000 in July, was getting death threats because they knew I'd gotten the footage, had been in the news. And I remember first airing the footage like the day I got back on Bob Dacey's show, because for my life, I wanted to rush and get it on. In fact, Bob just reminded me of that. He was mouthing, and remember, you came on my show, and I do remember that. Bob, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, that was kind of neat. You had just gotten back. It was, what, July of 2000, I think it was?
Yeah, I got back on July 20th.
And my show, The Simple Truth, was the one that was kind of next up in the local cable access TV sequence, and I called you up and I said, "Hey, Alex, you want to come on and show some of that stuff?" And you said, quote, "Yeah, I got to get this up before they kill me." And so you came on the show, and I remember I tongue-in-cheeked it a little bit. I named that show Alex Jones and the Temple of Doom, and you put some of that footage on that show, and we were the first TV show ever to show that, and I consider that to be an honor. I really do.
You know, do you have a tape of that show? We ought to get that and put it up on PrisonPlanet.tv.
Somewhere in my junk pile, yes, sir. Somewhere.
Bob, I told you this about 6 months ago. Give me some of your top shows, some of your classics, and I want to put them on PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, well, I will try.
Bring them over here. We'll encode them and upload them for the members.
Yeah.
Because that stuff needs to be seen. So bring that classic, though.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about that, but to make a long story short, you can get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, cut down to an hour and a half, plus the 45-minute film, Order of Death, on the same DVD. Two films, 1995, Infowars.com, or 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or see it in even higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. I was like, my God, 300,000 people watched this yesterday alone. I was looking at it last night, and I thought, it's a horrible encoding. Somebody grabbed it off my site, encoded it again, and it's really a bad encoding that's number one on Google yesterday, number 11 today. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv, 15-cent-a-day membership, and it's encoded a lot clearer up on the site for members. That's another reason to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Get American Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, Riddles in Stone, my new film Terror Storm, only a few hundred left now, and I'm signing each copy that goes out before the second edition comes out in July. We will definitely sell out of this. Looks like for like a month before the new one is available. So if you want an original Terror Storm, get it at Infowars.com now. We're going to hold back a few, too, when we discontinue it in a week or so, or 2 weeks. I don't know how long it'll take. In case your mail orders come in, we'll get those out to you at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. But, Bob, seriously, I forgot that Temple of Doom special. I think that was the day after I got back. And I was getting threatening emails and threatening calls, and we're going to kill you. And the British media had made dubs that night before we left. And they literally tore out the next morning. We stayed a few more days. They were scared in Northern California. They left. And then they tried to mail it to BBC, and they made the copies, and it never got there. Then we made another copy, sent it to World of Wonder in L.A. Those were erased. Then they really got spooked. I just sent it under a fake name to another address to get it. So they had black ops, spooks, spies getting the tapes. And we were getting threats, so I got back and we dumped it on TV.
Well, we got it on The Simple Truth, didn't we, Alex?
I remember that show now, yeah.
Local cable access TV. They couldn't stop the local cable access TV. They couldn't stop The Simple Truth.
You know, by the way, Bob, for the first time in 13 years, I'm not doing a show this season, a live show, just because I'm too busy finishing Endgame, Terror Storm 2 coming out, and I'm executive producing Loose Change Final Cut and all of that. That's a big ball of wax. So I am counting on you and others that still do the shows, Texas Frontline and others, in case something big breaks, I will come down.
That gives me the opportunity to announce to the local version of your crowd. We've been off the air for 4 months due to unrelated things. But The Simple Truth, it's been on the air for 8 years. We will be back again next month. Same bat time, same bat channel. I don't know exactly what, you know how it is. You never know until they give you your assignment. But we've been off the air for 4 months, but we will return next month for all you local Austin Time Warner cable access viewers. We will be back.
Of course, we had to sue the city and send the director to prison and everything else just to make it survive, and now we're having to battle other stuff down there.
Yeah, it's kind of like a big... Well, I don't know. They keep making it more difficult to... jump through their hoops.
That's why I'm just like, you know, I just am too busy to jump through 50 hoops this time. And I'm still going to shoot shows here, and we're still going to air them on tape down there.
Well, you know, Simple Truth.
They've been white gloving me when I'm down there.
You know, I do The Simple Truth. I'm the host, but I Jeff Kantoff is a good friend of yours and a good friend of mine is one of their producers. Kelly Taylor is the other producer, and of course, Kelly Taylor is now the spokesperson, really, for the John Birch Society on the NAFTA superhighway.
I just saw her in a newspaper article speaking in Midland, was it?
Yeah, she was just in Midland. She's on the JBS speakers tour. You want to go hear Kelly Taylor talk about the North American Union and the NAFTA superhighway? I mean, that's going on. We have really, really done a lot of work here.
Well, that's how it works, Bob. I mean, I woke you up. You woke up a bunch of people. You got her and many others involved, but just mushrooms.
Yeah, and of course, now Kelly, of course, I think the Birch Society prefers her to me because I'm in the Alex Jones wing of the Birch Society, and she's not. She's a lifelong Bircher. And she's more controlled than I am, I suppose. I don't know what the word is.
Conservative.
Conservative than I am, because every once in a while I stray off the reservation. Like, sitting here right now, it's an awesome reservation to be straight off of. I'm telling you, I'm very proud to be sitting here across
the
street.
Okay, Bob, let's get into this.
But anyway, we're talking about the North American Union.
Yeah, let's, because we've only got about 15 minutes left here of airtime. I'll give you about 5 in the next hour before Aaron Russo gets here so we can really go through this. The reason we have Bob here today is they're saying that the North American Union doesn't exist. Okay, now they've got SPP, they've got the CFR is openly calling for the Amero, CNBC, MSNBC are reporting it, but they say that Lou Dobbs and everybody else and other articles say, myself and others, we are liars. We are insane.
Yeah.
This doesn't exist, Bob.
And Judicial Watch, the conservative watchdog group that made them release the minutes of the Banff, Alberta meeting from late last year. There must be a bunch of nuts too. I mean, it's getting really old, Alex. I mean, again, if you are a member of the mainstream press, if you're listening, and you are spouting this nonsense that the North American Union plan doesn't exist, you are a prostitute. You have sold out
a prostitute.
You have sold out your integrity for your paycheck. You are a prostitute, and there is no other, I don't think it's a better word to describe that, Alex.
Well, I have this Wall Street Journal here saying the changing global architecture and how we need global government. I have Foreign Affairs saying the end of national currency. We need to get rid of the dollar for the Amero.
Yeah. What's the architecture, Alex? What is the architecture?
Here's another one. Is the euro the next global currency? And then you've got this is out of the Houston Chronicle. Urban legend, North American Union feeds on fears. Let's specifically talk more about Rudy Giuliani's involvement, but let's get into how this integrates with the illegal aliens, with the Social Security, with the merger of the regulations. I mean, go through your key facts.
One of the first things I ever learned when I got into this back around, I don't know, nine or so years ago, it's kind of like New World Order 101, is that in order to accomplish this totalitarian super state with their boot on your face forever, they have to take the United States down a few pegs in order to comfortably merge it with the rest of the peon.
By the way, I've heard them say this as if it's some wonderful liberal attribute that America is going to be brought down a standard. We've had it too well. But all that means is getting us where we're controllable as serfs, paying into a global tax. It doesn't mean helping the poor. So they've sold the liberals that hurting America, planned economies, socialism for the elite is how we're going to help the third world, when in truth it's the globalists waging war on the third world.
And, of course, the what you need to do to take America down is a direct assault on the middle class. And, again, Lou Dobbs has had this series forever about the assault on the middle class on CNN. Quite frankly, I don't know why they let that man run off at the mouth, because he's telling the truth about the assault on the middle class. They've been shipping the jobs overseas. They've been bringing foreigners into this country to depress our wage scales. They've been bringing educated foreigners into this country to depress the higher-end wage scales. I mean, there's no conspiracy theory about this.
And
it's
public, private, and corporate debt is at all-time records. It's debasing. Every indicator of society shows that the standard's plunging. And their answer is more globalization,
yeah,
more New World Order.
And if you want to talk about just financial motive alone, just take that as a segment of these international banker types and these multinational corporations. Look at the destination of the NAFTA superhighway in the port of Lázaro Cárdenas in Mexico. They're expanding that port to 20 times its current capacity so that Walmart, with their communist Chinese slaves, can avoid the American longshoremen, avoid the American Teamsters, and get their stuff offloaded by Mexicans and driven up into the middle of the United States by Mexican drivers without having to touch a disgusting American who actually has a standard of living and a job. That's not conspiracy theory. That's in all the financial publications. Walmart, Hutchison Port Holdings, the big deal down at Lázaro Cárdenas. And you think it's a conspiracy theory?
And there's something bigger. First, we learned it was 6 ports to be given to the United Arab Emirates, UAE. Then we learned it was 21 ports, and then 37. And then it was basically, I mean, it was every port on the major Texas coast, Florida, East Coast. It was everything.
Yeah, but Lázaro Cárdenas, this Mexican port, is kind of like the poster child for this thing because it's been the most publicized. And, of course, you know, you're watching right now Senator John Cornyn from Texas having this little pillow fight with John McCain about
total theater.
It's complete garbage. Go look at Senate Bill 3622 that Cornyn introduced in the Congress last year, calling for American taxpayers to build the Mexican portion of this non-existent Trans-Texas corridor. Senate Bill 3622. He got caught. The language in his bill was exactly the language.
Well, that's literal theater when they claim that they're cussing at each other and having fights, and, oh, because the bill's too tough on immigrants, then that fools conservatives to think it's really good, but notice the bill's secret.
Yeah, you want to talk about...
Finish up what you said about Cornyn, though.
Well, you know, Cornyn versus McCain, it's nothing but a WWF wrestling match. That's all it is. It's complete theater. It's meant to make the conservatives think that Cornyn is standing up for America when he's the one introduced the bill so that the bill the Americans could pay for the Mexican portion of that road. It's insane.
It's dog and pony show parlor tricks, and people better realize the left and right are working together against the people. There is no left and right when you get to the higher levels of this entire government structure, and that's the key. Now, getting back to what I mentioned before the break, the UN article 29 and 30, it gives you all these great rights for the global government, but then takes them all away in 29 and 30.
Yeah, look, if this is kind of, again, it's New World Order 101. Go to the UN website. Go to their universal, their
UN doesn't, UN doesn't exist.
Yeah, well, apparently they do because they got a real big website. Go, click on English because they got a lot, they got lots of languages. Click on English. Go to the part that talks about human rights and download, read, print up the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. All you got to do is read it and you will realize it is nothing but sugar-coated slavery. This one world government they want to create is not constitutional democracy. It's not a republic. It's not limited rights for the government. It's not. It doesn't. There are no human rights.
It's a corporate wonderland, literally rape and rob and feeding the people.
Yeah, but it sounds so good until you actually read it. And if you actually read it, you will find out. And again, Article 29, Section 3 is my favorite one because the articles above, they list tons of human rights that you have under their glorious system. And then Article 29, Section 3 says, well, unless you disagree with me, in which case, you can't exercise those rights. It says, quote, these rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. You, if you disagree with the UN, you may in no case exercise your human rights.
But the UN doesn't exist. Neither does the North American Union, and they're not putting toll roads on MOPAC, and the tanks crashing into the Waco church was not an assault. And the bill is secret, but it's not an amnesty bill. But it will legalize all the illegal aliens. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 network security switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 security switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
We're going to have Bob Daisy with us until the next segment, and then about 8 after, we're going to have Aaron Russo on for the balance of that hour. Getting into Ron Paul, the New World Order, the war, the amnesty plan, all of it. I was reading this North American Union Feeds on Fears. It's an urban legend, and it talks about Robert Pastor, who says it's xenophobic to criticize immigration and globalization. Not that he doesn't think cooperation, short of a merger, is a good idea. He testifies before Congress on improving coordination with North America. Bob, I keep going back to this. We have the SPP's first official meeting secretly in Banff. I mean, a secret meeting with the heads of the three governments, all the heads of the bureaucracies and agencies, and you read it, and it's corporate chieftains there telling them how to set up their agencies. And again, microcosm, Texas Department of Transportation tells the legislature, you can't see our agreement. This is high treason. They're involved in treason, and of course these bastards, excuse my using that term, but they are bastards. I mean that spiritually. They are, of course they're lying about their treason, because they know if we find out, we're going to stop them.
Well, you know, Robert Pastor meets the classic definition of a traitor. I'm sorry, Professor Pastor, you are a traitor to your country.
Should be arrested.
You should be arrested. You should be all the evidence against you for selling out the United States of America to try to merge us with a narco state. It's, you know, on the face of it is insane. But since you promote it so readily, and since you were the chief author of Building a North American Community, you should be arrested, sir, because you are a traitor.
And we got to start talking like that and putting it out it is.
I mean, it's just a fact. That's all there is to it. When you start preaching against the United States of America to destroy our Constitution, to destroy our Bill of Rights, to merge us with a narco state and another socialist state up above, that is treason.
And you've got to love it. You know, they say that when we're against a war or we're against the Federal Reserve, we're traitors, you're not supposed to criticize. No, Americans are supposed to criticize the government, and Americans have free speech. But when you try to write stuff up and you organize secret meetings with governments to without the people's input or Congress's input, destroy the country, that is high treason, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, back in 2005,
By the way, high treason is different from treason.
It's higher than regular treason.
It's punishable by
Some
very serious issues if you're found guilty of that. And that's because high treason is actually trying to imperil the nation itself.
Well, that's what he's doing. When you try to dismantle the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you are imperiling the
nation. It's prima facie. He is guilty of high treason.
You know, when I attended that conference at Baylor back in 2005, there was a press conference there, and I was one of the only two reporters that showed up. One was a board person from the Houston Chronicle, and the other one was me. And I got to ask Dr. Supachai Panichpakni of the WTO about this free trade of the Americas, and what about the American Constitution, and what about Article 1, Section 8, that only Congress can regulate all this foreign
Article
trade?
Article 1, Section 8 doesn't exist. The Constitution doesn't exist.
I ask him
You're a liar. None of it exists.
I asked him if it was in the way of his North American Union, his free trade of the Americas, and after he bumbled around a little while, he said, no, it's not in our way. And at the time, I didn't realize what he meant. But what he meant is, look what's going on. They're completely bypassing the United States Congress in this North American Union.
They just order the bureaucracy. Well, the legislatures.
Just forget it.
In Indiana, in Kansas, in New York, the legislatures aren't for it. They just go, you're not allowed to see the agreement. This is the government. I mean, do the police understand what they're hearing?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to believe me. Just type in Centra TxDOT agreement secret from state into Google. You'll get hundreds of articles. But when we get back in the final segment, Bob, I want to talk about solutions and Santa Fe Police Department looking into hiring Mexican nationals. That's the Associated Press. And then I have this. U.S. military may recruit foreigners, but then the next thing says struggling to fill its ranks, it may recruit more non-U.S. citizens. They've already been doing it for years.
Well, there is one advantage to that article about hiring Mexican police people. There is one advantage to that.
Oh, we'll learn about the advantage when we get back.
All right.
But I've gotten emails saying I'm a liar. This article isn't real. People can't even face this, Bob. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.